it still gets back to racial variations with respect to what tends to drive obesity or asthma in the U.S. And we've always known that asthma is a disease of the respiratory tract, and both the prevalence and mortality tends to differ by race and ethnicity. And we do know about the traditional risk factors when it comes to asthma. And we do know that there are novel biological markers that will allow us to understand the biological markers of obesity and how those markers could translate to asthma itself. But what we do not know are the interactions of these variables in terms of driving the prevalence. So this presentation really is going to present something that we need to consider anytime we are working on asthma prevalence or mortality in the pediatric environment. And we have nothing to disclose here, no conflict of interest. I claim scientific neutrality. And again, I repeat the concept of disentangling race from epidemiologic findings. Race is basically nothing but a surrogate. And unless we understand the role that it plays, our findings remain inconclusive. Here I love the background, objective, materials and methods, results, conclusion, and implication for public health and clinical medicine. Asthma, as I indicated earlier, is a disease of the respiratory tract. And given what we've known, unless medicine understands the underlying cause of a disease, there cannot be any cure. We are unable to understand the underlying cause of asthma, and that's why we don't have a cure. Until that time, there's not going to be any cure for this disease. But one thing we do have, we are able to understand the triggers in order to be able to control. We are able to understand the bronchoconstriction that leads to the breathing difficulties in order to be able to dilate the airway in order to be able to control this condition. And we do also understand that asthma is the leading cause of chronic disease and disability among children. That being the case, public health is challenged to reducing health disparities in this condition here, both the morbidity and mortality. And we do also know, based on observational, I hate to use the word observational epidemiologic findings, because all studies are observational, whether experimental or non-experimental. You observe the outcomes to take place. So we do know in non-experimental findings that Puerto Ricans and blacks are more likely to develop asthma and to die from it. These findings are available on the CDC documentation looking at the trends from 1980 to 2005 and other current findings as well. For the purpose of background, I'm not going to yield any time here, but I just want to indicate that both environmental, social, and socioeconomic factors tend to drive asthma prevalence and mortality. What we do know is that BMI, we call this double trouble. BMI and asthma tends to go in the same direction. But we do not know are the biological markers of obesity that tends to correlate with inflammatory markers of asthma, such as interleukin-6, interleukin-2, tumor necrosis factor, other cytokines. We are unable to validate this in the pediatric environment, but we do know that inflammatory markers tend to set the platform for obesity in children. What are the aims of this current study here? We want to find out whether or not, I'm sure we've got epidemiologists in this hall here. You can observe one variable, and in the process of observing the next variable, if the two variables are actually involved in driving the outcome, there is an opportunity for you to create an interaction and then build a model with and without interaction term to see whether that can explain your outcome. But you ought to be extremely careful when you build this model. The problem lies in the interpretation of the model. So here we looked at a very big data set of approximately 90-something thousand children in a cross-sectional data for 2011 and 2012. I'm not sure whether you guys are aware of the National Children Survey that really tries to give all the samples the way we need it. So we use that data, and here are the variables that we studied. We look at the outcome being asthma diagnosis. We also look at the severity of asthma as a binary variable, mild and severe. Our independent variable was race and ethnicity. On this model here, we wanted to see if other variables correlated with race, and if they do, do they correlate with asthma? If they do, then they serve as confoundings. And in order to explain the racial disparities between asthma and race, or what we needed to do was to actually adjust those among the racial and ethnic group to place them at a balanced level to see whether that disparities will still occur. So, and our main player was BMI class, which I really don't like BMI. It's not a good measure of body fatness. However, in the absence of something quite reliable, using the DEXA in terms of the lean body mass, we don't have much to offer here. So the BMI becomes a surrogate for body fatness, but not an actual measure for it. So we look at income and hardship, and the tons of variables there. And we had to assess for their confounding effect before emptying them into the model. Please do not put any variable in the model unless you assess for their involvement as a confounding, a third variable in the association between the independent and then the outcome variable. Don't go by literature. We caution such practice leads to over-controlling. Not because group A had published utilizing B as a confounding implies that your data will also have that as a confounding. Assess for one, test for one before incorporating into the model. So stats approach here. We've got a very large data. So what do? We've got to perform pre-analysis screening, then data summary. We apply the tabulation analysis. If you can find anything in a stratified process that really shows you the distribution of your data, please don't jump into regression model. Such practices are very dangerous. We jump into the multivariable survey logistic model that actually looks at the sampling proportion, the sampling unit, before you can analyze this kind of data, survey logistic regression model. We place our type 1 error at 99% confidence interval in order to avoid multiple comparison and inflate type 1 error. Results, we have looked at the results looking at relationship between race and the study characteristics, association between asthma and study characteristics. We looked at the crude and unadjusted association before jumping into multivariable or the control model. And again, our interest was to report the effect of environment BMI interaction on the racial variation in childhood asthma prevalence in this population. Here is a population there, the way it looks like. The racial distribution of this population, as expected, 74% whites. And when we look at ethnic distribution, you could see some kind of filtering of white to non-Hispanic white to 66%. Non-Hispanic black, you see the 9%. So modeling this data with race and ethnicity provides more data in understanding the variability. Overall, the prevalence of asthma in the national data was 8.6. Asthma prevalence severity and severity was higher among blacks and non-Hispanic blacks. It may sound like some kind of confusing terms. Under the race, we had blacks, and ethnicity, we had non-Hispanic blacks. So the blacks are driving this vehicle here in terms of the prevalence. And we also saw that blacks and Hispanics tended to actually be in an adverse environment such as littering environment, and environment with run-down buildings, and we observe that adverse environments significantly associated with asthma prevalence among blacks and non-Hispanics. We also observe that environmental variables varied a great deal by race and ethnicity. Racial disparity existed with black children compared to whites. In fact, we had 80% increased prevalence comparing black and whites, and that prevalence tended to have been reduced to 24% after all the adjustment, but it wasn't a stable finding. Therefore, controlling for all these variables here clearly removed the racial disparities between black and whites with respect to asthma prevalence. Simply use this, you can visualize here, the red stands for the control, and then control being children without asthma, and the blue is basically for the cases. You see there for blacks, you see increased prevalence, and that's the blue that you're looking at. And when it comes to ethnicity again, you are looking at the blue. Look at the non-Hispanic black, the prevalence was higher. And now the BMI class, even though I don't like BMI as a measure of anything, and you see we're looking at underweight, the normal, and overweight. I'd like you guys to focus on the green. You see, you go to the black, which is the middle column there, you realize that blacks were more likely to be overweight compared to whites. And as you get to the BMI by ethnicity as well, you realize also that the non-Hispanic blacks. And we're looking again here, this slide points to adverse environmental factors. Now, I'd like you guys to look at black and look at others here. Black is red. Look at the rundown housing. Blacks were more likely to be associated with that. Look at garbage and litters. Okay, you realize blacks again. Look at vandalism, others came in there. And then you look at smoking, others and blacks. So the adverse environmental factors at this point here that tends to drive asthma triggers, you know, and then tends to inhibit control were more common among blacks and non-Hispanic blacks. Now here are our results here, that we are looking at asthma itself and then looking at race. Blacks had 1.8% compared to whites as a reference group when you start this modeling here. Other unadjusted or adjusted model, create a reference group that is quite stable so that you can see the differences with statistical stability if you need to generalize your findings. In the absence of generalization, the p-value is useless. The violent environment you see at this point here was also a driving factor, as well as male or female having a higher prevalence, 30% compared to male. And this stuff here is quite crude. You could see here using transforming the odds ratio into this point estimates without the confidence intervals. This feature is useless in terms of projection or generalization, but as a crude finding, you can use this if you are not interested in reading to see what takes place with respect to all these variables that we studied. Now here is the last model that we built, which is the multivariable model. As you would see here in the adjusted model, we say 1.24, and as you move towards the p-value, you guys would question me, is 0.04, but our confidence interval was 99%, and it was type 1 error. At this point here, there is apparently no association between race and asthma prevalence after adjustment for all these factors. What we need to learn at this point here is basically that controlling for these factors here remove these confoundings. Public health is challenged with social injustice by cleaning the community, addressing environmental factors in order to reduce asthma prevalence disparities in the United States population. Again, these are different group of people that actually assisted in the production of these works. At this point, I'd like to take some questions, if there are any. Otherwise, I'll say thank you. Are there questions?
Question.
Go ahead. The question, let me repeat here, is how does adverse environment impact asthma prevalence in this population here? What we do know is that the air pollution, tends to produce what is called toxic radicals around air pollution, for example, around the environment that is considered to be adverse. The very origin of these toxic radicals changes the cells and leads to increase in terms of the inflammatory cytokines that we do know that tends to drive asthma prevalence and asthma presentation. Another environmental factor is environmental violence. Violence tends to do what? Leads to increased level of the catecholamines that leads to the constriction of the blood vessels. Therefore, this constriction here immediately translates to the breathing difficulties that we do see. Adverse environment, clearly, from a basic scientific perspective, does really drive and contribute to the prevalence of asthma, as we do see. Does that tend to answer your question? Go ahead. The prevalence of asthma in terms of the crude findings is not a surprise, because in fact it's not a novel finding, and we're not surprised by that. We expected that to be in the data. But what we wanted to say was the interaction of environment as well as the body fatness, was that going to increase the prevalence? From a basic scientific perspective and clinical colleagues, we were happy with the finding, and implying that after controlling for that, we expect the prevalence to be the same and for the disparities to be removed. Go ahead. Okay. Oh, thank you very much. The concept of a dysfunctional HDL is something that we are looking at currently. And again, I say thank you, because it got to a point whereby we are in the process of coming down with the novel biological markers. We want to move into the lipid itself, looking at adiponectins, the leptins. We want to look at adipokinase, and to see whether or not increasing these substances across populations could lead to increased inflammatory response that are being brought about by interleukin-6, interleukin-10, and interleukin-2. So at this point, we will be able to see whether or not the racial distribution of these inflammatory cytokines, including the lipids, would explain the racial disparities in asthma prevalence.